Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, turn on your notifications. If you haven't already, make sure you tap into the Patreon link is in the description. We going over Cash Apps next.
Coming in hot, Vice President Kamala Harris stepping into unfriendly territory and doing a nearly half an hour interview with Fox News. And it was heated from the very first moment. Didn't start in like slow and sort of friendly. Nope, from the very first moment till the very end.
She was late. We got to get right to it when you're late.
How many illegal immigrants would you estimate your administration has released into the country over the last 3.5 years?
Shout out to
Well, I'm glad you raised the issue of immigration because I agree with you. It is a topic of discussion that people rightly have. And you know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but
right
do you
now,
just a number. Is, do you but, think it's but, 1 million, 3 million?
Brett, let's just get to the point.
So your Homeland Security Secretary said that 85% of apprehensions.
I'm not finished. We have
it's a rough estimate of 6 million people have been released into the country. And let me just finish. I'll get to the question. I promise you.
I was beginning to answer.
And when you came in ship for the
May I finish responding, please?
All right. That was right from the beginning. It was tense. And it continued. At one point, Harris, visibly angry, she was railing against Trump and his threat to target what he has called the enemy from within.
He is the one who talks about an enemy within, an enemy within, talking about the American people, suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
We asked that question to the former president today. Harris Faulkner had a town hall, and this is how he responded.
I heard about that. They were saying I was like threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest gangster. No, it's
right.
True.
We've
no, but
question.
Think of it. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
So,
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within that he has repeated. When he's speaking about the American people, that's not what you just showed.
Well, he was asked about that specific...
No, that's not what you just showed in all fairness and respect to you.
I'm telling you, that was the question that we asked him.
You didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States...
This is a republic, and she is out of control. She is out of control. Look at those teeth. Look at how she's gritting her teeth. When a woman talks through her teeth, and I ain't saying teeth with a T-H, I'm talking about teeth with an F. When a woman starts talking through her teeth, be on the lookout. Everybody gonna suffer, including Ethel. Care how long Ethel been there. Ethel's gonna catch it.
States of America should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it. And this is what is at stake.
All right, the clenched teeth, the passion, Harris not backing down from a fight. And, you know, you talk about an interview like this, nearly 30 minutes. There's a reason she chose to do this, and there is a lot at stake in an election that the polls show to be neck and neck. So the question is, what did this interview do, and did it win Harris any new votes? All right, and everyone is here with me now to talk about that. So let me ask you about that, Congressman Rose. What do you think in terms of her doing this? I mean, she went in this eyes wide open.
Sure.
I mean, so let's just say, I don't know how much time Bret Baier was given in the interview, but he didn't start off with a general question. He started right in on immigration, and she came right back. I mean, there was no sort of pretense
No, she didn't. Listen, I know how CNN try to spin this because they try to make it seem like they're a fair organization. They are more left-leaning. We all watched the entire interview just a second ago. No, she didn't. She got washed. I ain't never seen nobody get washed and with questions. I've seen people get washed in debates. I've never seen anybody get washed with questions.
Geniality.
There was no buildup.
No.
No. And, you know, we had a fascinating conversation about 30 minutes ago, right? You know, because this is fresh. This was an hour ago. And my friend is saying, oh, this was horrible. It was horrible. She did horribly, this and that. I thought that was an absolute home run because the audience.
This is my first time seeing this. What you see me reacting to today is literally in real time. What interview was he watching? He said this was an absolute home run. What? Brett pressed her and she had to acknowledge the children that was being killed by illegal immigrants. She had no answer for herself, and so she had to continue to go with Trump. She was clenching her teeth. Is something wrong with these people?
This was horrible. She did horribly, this and that. I thought that was an absolute home run because the audience.
This friend right here next to you that you're talking about?
This friend right here. So, oh, my God, it was a fire. It was a massacre. No, that was a home run because she sent the one message that needs to be sent, which was, I will go anywhere at any time and show the courage necessary to speak to every American.
Trump and J.D. Vance been doing that the entire campaign. Trump and J.D. Vance been taking unscripted questions and pulling up everywhere, including the National Association of Black Journalists and with Dana Bash on a regular basis. Ain't nobody impressed by that. You just got destroyed.
Because that's what a real president does. The primary critique against her prior to this point was that she was not doing enough interviews. No one thought
this is a Hail Mary play.
Fox News
all
interview
day long
was going to go swimmingly every step of the way. Everyone knew it would be adversarial, but she showed exactly what she needed to show, which was that she is a leader ready to be president on
day
one.
Did he just convince you?
No, and I love Max. He's a great guy. The reality is she's just now doing this. I told the former congressman, if I were advising the vice president, I would not have advised this unless my internals suggested that I was in trouble. You're looking to appeal to, I assume, some maybe moderate-leaning Republicans, maybe some Republicans who aren't necessarily tied to the former president. I don't think she persuaded them, Aaron, to vote for her in this debate. Her answers on immigration, she said, well, Donald Trump tanked the bill. Let's say you believe that. And Brett Baer said, but what about the first 2 years, where in the first 2 years you had the highest crossings of illegal crossings into the country? And then she said, but Donald Trump, she didn't answer. He then asked her, well, what about your position on supporting taxpayer dollars for gender transitions for those detained, migrants, that is?
He got notes. You know he ready.
She said, well, Donald Trump had a similar law when he was president. Brett said, okay, that's fair, Madam Vice President, but it didn't occur under the Trump administration. What about your position? She didn't answer it. There were a lot of unanswered questions. I'll give her credit. She was stern. She was firm in her defense of her positions. But in terms of persuading conservatives or Republican-minded voters, I'm just not convinced she did it.
Lulu, what do you think the point of it was?
He is dead on. I don't know who that guy is, but he got a mustache, he got a beard, and he is dead on. He is 100% on point, and he is accurate. She didn't answer the question. She got defensive. She did show up. We got to give her credit from that. It's almost like you get points on the SAT for writing your name on there or on the ACT. But 100%, she got pressed, full court pressure, and she just absolutely folded under pressure.
Was, though. I mean, is it perhaps that she wasn't trying to persuade any voters, that she's looking for clips of this to go around and energize voters she already has to show up?
I was about to say, hello, my friends. I disagree with both of you. Because I hate to break up such a lovely bromance, but what happened here is as follows. She went into hostile territory, and in our media environment, it's a Rorschach test. And so everyone's going to take from this what they want. There were very strong moments that she had, specifically on defending democracy and on the statements that Donald Trump has made.
No, I don't think she had any strong moments, not one. Objectively, I don't think that she had any strong moments. I think that this was absolutely a mistake on her campaign, and she is in trouble.
And that is going to be clipped, and that's going to be sent around, and people who are persuadable will look at that and say, she did well. And there are going to be clips on her responses on immigration, and people who are persuadable and think that immigration is a serious issue are going to look at that and think she did poorly. And that is the environment in which we live. But I do agree that this is a very good thing for her to do, because at this point, she needs to go on as many places as she can, and she needs to get everyone talking about her because there are no big moments anymore. There are no debates. There are no big events. This is it. And yeah. So she needs to go fight for every vote.
Well, there were a lot of bad moments in this interview.
All right, so Congressman, let me play to this point, because immigration was discussed for quite a period of time, right? So Brett started off with this, trying to pinpoint her on the number of people. Mm-hmm. He went through the horrific stories of the young women who were killed by illegal migrants. She talked about how horrible that is, and she was emoting about that. And then there was this exchange. Let me play it.
When it comes to immigration, you supported allowing immigrants in the country illegally to apply for driver's license, to qualify for free tuition at universities, to be enrolled in free health care. Do you still support those things?
Listen, that was 5 years ago, and I'm very clear that I will follow the law. I have made that statement over and over again, and as Vice President of the United States, that's exactly what I've done, not to mention before.
You chose a running mate, Tim Walz, who, governor of Minnesota, who signed those very things into state law. So do you support that?
We are very clear, and I am very clear, as is Tim Walz, that we must support and enforce federal law, and that is exactly what we will do.
Okay, there was a pause there. You know, and Brett had laid it out. You know, people in the country illegally could qualify for free tuition, free health care, and driver's licenses. Do you think that sort of pregnant pause mattered, or do you think she recovered well from that?
No, there was no pauses in this that really are.
Who's paying this guy?
If any concern, what matters, and we'll get to you in a second, what maters
he trolling.
Is he trolling. That there's only one candidate in this race that has the courage to go on the primary news network of their opposition party. Right. We all know collectively at this table, Donald Trump would under no circumstances sit down for an interview with MSNBC for an extended period of time. And we also know for certain that no Republican strategist would have the courage to criticize the leader.
As usual, whenever you can't find something good to say about yourself, you start talking about the other person. This is about her making the biggest mistake of her whole campaign and going on Fox News with Brett and thinking that he was going to take it easy on her and that she was going to filibuster her way through this conversation, and she's suffering for it. She woke up with a hangover, and ain't nobody in her campaign going to sit here and lie to her and tell her that she did a good job. That's
of their own party for doing that. So as we look at this, right, she took the answer head on, noted for a fact that she
must
wants
be trying
the border
to get
closed
something,
and Donald
a spot
Trump
in her cabinet.
Wants it open, along with the rest of the political party, the Republicans, who are his blind sycophants on this matter, as on everything else.
I mean, wait a minute here. The vice president once upon a time supported taxpayer dollars, your money, my money, your money, all the people who are watching, to go towards people who broke the law coming into our country, to give them driver's license, to pay for tuition when we're struggling to pay for our own children, mm-hmm. to get a college education. Then her own running mate signed into law in his own state these very things that she's now saying she's now against them. And the American people are supposed to believe that the vice president has now all of a sudden had an epiphany. And all of a sudden, all of her beliefs have magically changed, yet the guy she chose clearly believes these things. And you're flipping it to Republicans?
No, I'm merely noting. And again, very nice job dodging my point. Very nice job dodging my point.
Whoever that guy is, he knows how to articulate himself well. He's 100% right. Let me give him a round of applause.